Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He's picking pockets.
Sexy boy, but it's really fuck boy, because that's what Seth is, a fuck boy.
Man, this was, you almost kicked Dark Match Steve just off the show forever. And
what
now,
do you mean?
Well, after the roast and everything, and then there was a little, you know, slight heat afterwards when he showed up, and, you know, he was afraid of running into you, and then you guys patched things up. But now look at it. He's got the intro for one of the hottest podcasts on the Bubba Army Network channel.
He's under the ground. He's just a fuck boy. Boy, toy.
You're right. He's made a he's made a brilliant 180.
He has. Yeah.
Speaking of which, now you sent me a picture of two sisters. Now are they both, are they lesbian on each other? Are they lesbian?
No, those are sisters.
All right,
those
are
sisters.
But I mean, one would not. That wouldn't be. I mean, I'm sure sisters messed around.
Okay. Why well, that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Have sisters.
I don't have any. I had a sister who liked dick.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about sisters messing around, Bubba. Do brothers mess around?
No, now you're right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, hold on. So, you know these two. Listen, Seth's idea is he's got this blonde lesbian girl who does gaming. And he wants to maybe put her on. Now, would it be, would we put her on just Twitch? Or would we put her on, like, do they game on YouTube and Facebook?
I wouldn't do YouTube. I would do, like, either.
Just Twitch.
I would do Twitch. I would do Rumble. I would, if you want to get your you know, your Kick account up and running, I would maybe launch that. But she,
what, does she play Fortnite?
No, she plays it all, man. I found her just randomly when I started my blog a few years ago, and she started. She's very knowledgeable about hockey and a huge Lightning fan. So she's from here. She lives in Georgia. She makes a fucking, you know, she makes six figures. She's like 25 years old.
Why does she want to do anything with us then?
She loves me because I let her create, man, and I've always like I got.
Is she familiar with who you work for?
Yes, she's familiar. She sees a lot of the hate that I get, and she finds it humorous. So.
Right.
But I
now did she offer this up, or
no.
Is this your idea, hoping that she might take it?
No, well, I've been thinking, Bubba, I'm, you know, I've got bigger ideas than just, you know, showing up here every day. So, you know, one of my ideas is I just think that we need to be live a little bit more on certain platforms. And I think that she could, you know, kill a few hours a day potentially and actually do something really solid.
By the way, I agree, but how do you logistically pipe her into our channel? Can you do that? Do they have the ability for her to be gaming in Georgia, Fortnite Willie, and to be on our channel? Can you be on our channel remotely? I think you probably can.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you can just... We
have Rhett and Macho about that. Rhett, Macho, did you guys... I don't know if you're listening to this fine podcast or not. Probably not. But can a person do that? Some hot lesbian bitch in Georgia?
I'm assuming it'd be like a Skype client or a Zoom client of some sort. On the platform, there's I forget the name of the gaming platform, but you can be a guest host.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
So it's kind of like the Zoom we do.
Yeah.
So she would like, yeah, that would be good.
I mean,
like,
it's,
you know,
all
like in the overnight, like, you know, whatever. Even,
yeah,
even at night,
she stays up all night. So
she does, and she is lesbian.
Yes. Yes. She's married.
She's married to a woman.
Yes. She's married to a woman, Bubba, and it's so.
Do they ever do like a lappy lappy Smurf gimmick? You know, break it down.
I would imagine so, but at least probably on their honeymoon. But here's the best thing about her: she has two gay dads. Her dad's gay. Her dad was married to her mom, And her dad was gay the whole time.
That's cool.
And then her dad came out, and now her dad's married to another man. And then they
what about the mom? She needs a servicing. Poor thing hadn't had it good in a while.
But that's about the mom.
I mean, I know there's a lot of different questions that can be derived from what the information you just gave me. But the first thing that comes to my sick head is, okay, dad's gay. He's probably not giving it to mama the way she needs it. He finally gets rid of her, goes and gets her. He wants to be with a man. So great, that's what turns him on.
He popped.
How about mama, though? I mean, what I see a picture of the girl that you are talking about and her sister, and her sister's fucking real cute.
Yeah, her sister almost got sex trafficked. That's how hot she is.
She's cool, cute.
Yes.
I got to think that her, could you ask, would it be creepy to ask for a picture for her mother?
No. I'll ask her.
Bubba wants to know what your mom looks like.
I'll ask her because I did shoot her a message last week to see if she'd be interested in doing something kind of creative
for us.
What
did she say?
She said, fucking absolutely, man.
Absolutely.
Actually, no, she said, just give me a call.
Now, can you expand on the fact that this potential blonde lesbian girl that might do some gaming for us, her sister is just hot as balls, and then you just threw out, how do you almost get sex traffic?
She was in an Uber, and the Uber driver wouldn't pull over unless, wouldn't drop her off until she would suck him off. And
really?
So, yeah.
See, that's why you need to teach your girl gun handling skills. Because, you know, Seth, I think that you don't like guns.
No, I like guns. I just wish that
You think Phoebe should have a gun so that when she gets in the fucking back of the car, it wouldn't be unlikely for Phoebe to Uber somewhere after she'd been out with the girls, maybe drinking a little too much. You're watching a little Sethy. Next thing you know, the Uber driver says, listen, bitch, you either suck my dick or I'm going to fuck you.
If we're saving $18, suck the dick, man.
Hold on. And if Phoebe says, oh, yeah, motherfucker, and she brings out her Judge handgun that's loaded with 410 shotgun shells, says, yeah, you want me to suck your dick or you want to fucking die, bitch?
What if he's like, I want you to suck my dick?
Oh, well, no, that's not an option. Are you going to take me home to my husband and kid, or I don't suck your dick, or I fucking blow your brains out, you fucker?
I feel like it's just easier just to exit the automobile.
No, it's not. He's got the doors locked. He's going 50.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I'll get her a Glock 9, baby. We're going to fucking blow this Uber driver's fucking melon off.
That's right. I guarantee you there's not an Uber driver in the world that ever asked a girl that's carrying a gun to suck his dick or she's not going to, man, that, you know.
Okay, well, listen, in this scenario, my friend's sister did not have a gun, and it was a very terrifying experience, and now she doesn't travel anywhere alone. So there's that.
Now, she is not a lesbian, is she?
No, she's not.
All right.
She has a boyfriend who is servicing our country.
Oh, okay.
I mean, serving our country.
Sorry, it may be servicing.
Sorry. No disrespect.
So... let's pursue and look into that.
Okay, I've just got bigger ideas to kind of help you.
I already know that. You said it to me earlier.
Did I?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm just trying to fucking help, man. You don't have to like my ideas at all. I'm just trying to, bring you some content.
Now, what did you think about, I felt when we were upstairs yesterday at the Clem's Clubhouse, we were breaking down Erica's the merch cricks. Do you think that she's, you know what?
You had me in a fucking Taiwanese sweat factory yesterday, Bubba.
Hold on. Do you think that the merch crick might be a little bummed?
Yes. She asked for $500 off of.
Yeah, I told her. I said, get the fuck out of here.
You shut her down, and she was trying to get it for tuition or something.
Yeah, whatever. She uses that all the time. Her kid's 60. He's still in school. I mean, I love her son, Vicente, but motherfucker needs to wrap it up. He's 26 years old.
He's been in college for
a long
time.
How many fucking masters? I mean, he's literally on his last month of his masters. But my God, kid, come on, buddy.
I mean, get the fuck. Let's get into the real world, man.
How many more fucking years of college we got to pay for? This is fucking me up.
Are you involved in paying for it, too?
No, I don't have anything to do with it. She's got her own money. But I mean, and I guess I am trying to steal her baseball cards at the end of the day, right?
Well, I mean, it's, you're
And you know what? She really, if you look at it, for a girl, she really took some, like all the Jordan cards were sleeved up. Like she really took some pride in her collection.
Yeah, she said she was.
Even though it's not worth shit, I'm just saying.
A lot of cards from that era aren't, but she was a big Knicks fan and she knew she had a lot of great Penny Hardaways and Shaqs and Ewings and Michael Jordan and Pippen. So
John Starks.
Yeah, Starks. Did you talk about on air today what's going on?
No, I was going to wait for you.
Oh, you want to do it tomorrow, or you want to do a little soft tease today?
We can do a little soft. We can give them the tip today.
Are they up on the website?
No.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
They're not, because I needed you to break down officially what we're doing.
Okay.
Because this is right down your alley. And, oh, by the way, did you know Brian's not going to be here this Thursday?
Yeah, I found that out yesterday.
We can break them with just me and you.
Well, yeah, Rhett was asking if we wanted to do it possibly on Thursdays when Babyface is in here to start recording instead of Wednesdays. But I'm good to record an episode with you this week.
Okay, whatever.
What do you mean? What?
We probably should do them on Thursdays when he is in here, but that's Two Live Jew, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, either Rhett and Lummy show's getting pushed back or Two Live Jew's getting pushed back, and they have more of a live show. So if Anna didn't mind hanging out, since we're just doing a podcast only, you know, I think we could streamline it a little bit. So, but
right, whatever. Again, I don't know what you just said, but my head's spinning.
Me. All right. Rhett probably understands.
I know that Sumo's got me some leftover Carrabba's upstairs that I'm fucking dying for.
What do you got, chicken parm?
Yeah, chicken parm with some fettuccine with some motherfucking lasagna.
Man, give me a side of french fries. I'll be good to go. Mm.
I've been saving this thing for 2 days on the leftover tip.
I'm on a grilled wings kick right now, Bubba. Does that make me kind of manly?
No.
Honey barbecue grilled wings?
No, there's nothing that makes you manly.
Okay, well, I'm trying here.
I mean, you know.
I want to go into glory days.
You think you're going to glory holes is what I heard.
when I have the time.
So now, I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
What we're doing with these, what did we do to Eric? Was that a breakout? Is that a breakdown? What's that called?
I mean, really, it's...
We took an entire collection. We took all the cards that were worth at least a quarter or more, and we made stacks, and then we took other cards that were worth like, you know, $4, $5, and $6, and we sprinkled those in to each stack. We made 20 stacks we took her collection and put it into 20 different stacks, correct?
Yes.
All right. Then we took her 1989 Topps unopened card and put it on every stack, right?
Yeah, the stickers.
Right, so there's 20 stacks. And the stacks are, I mean, I'd say there's a few hundred cards in each stack. Would you not agree?
Well, I mean, Daniel Rose had me making stacks yesterday, and I was doing stacks of, you know, 20, 30 cards, and then all of a sudden it wasn't good enough, and I think we ended up with, I would probably say you're going to get, if you order one of these, you're going to get at least 150
cards
to 200 cards. Yeah.
Right. Now, we have 20 stacks of her collection. Some of her collection, she has some Jordan stuff. She's got a Brett Favre rookie in there. She's got a couple things in there.
It's not so much about the value. I was thinking last night, this would be for like hardcore like sports fans, for nostalgia, when you see some of those players and you see some of those old card designs you used to have. I don't think anybody should get this trying to get like rich off of what's in there. I think that it's kind of just part of the fun when you talk about, you know, what the reason is that you're going to be selling these stacks.
Now, so of the 20 stacks, we have 20 stacks. We've taken her collection and divided it up 20 different stacks. Each stack, we've tried to put pretty much like a Jordan in each stack or a Penny Hardaway.
It's
or anything
football,
like that.
Baseball, basketball. I mean, it's all in there.
Right. So then we have these fucking things are almost impossible to find. Go ahead and go to eBay right now. Or go to wherever the fuck they trade cards. You cannot find the 2011 Bubba the Love Sponge TNA rookie card. They only made about 2,500 of them. That's it.
Oh, wow. That's not a lot.
They only made about 2,500 of them, and I tried. You can't find them.
You know what, Bubba?
You cannot find them.
You want to hear something? They made 2,500 of your cards right now for the new Topps baseball series that just came out. They make 900,000 of each fucking card. That's why they're fucking worthless.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a low print run for sure.
We have five in this particular thing that we're doing, in this shakedown that we're doing. We have five, and so of the 20, five will have my card, my TNA rookie 2011 limited run signed with a gold Sharpie encased in a protective cover. Five of the 20 will have my card in it.
Yeah,
so you have a 20% chance of getting my card.
It's a mystery pack. It's pretty much a mystery pack. So if you order it when it goes up on the website, either you're going to get a fucking stack of 150 cards, old school, or you're going to get a stack of 150 cards old school with a Bubba autograph on top of it, which is the reason for the season, the grand prize. So
right. Now we also have, I think, 25 Bubba 2011 TNA TriStar Bubba rookie cards. I think we have 20 or 25 that we've located that are getting graded at Beckett's right now and will be encased. And
we're going to start selling.
We're going to sell those. And then there's one other thing we're going to sell. And then we're pretty much out of the Bubba card business because we can't find any of them. We can't find them.
But
I search eBay every day. There, you can buy a Bubba. Bubba was in Vegas in 2006. Fucking T-shirt for $76.
Oh wow!
I mean, Seth, does that mean I'm kind of a big time star when they're selling my when stuff on eBay of myself are going for, you know, T-shirts that I signed are going for $80. Does that make you kind of a star? I think it kind of does, doesn't it?
Let me see if Kelsa's got any gear on eBay right quick. Let's see. Well, yeah, here.
Look at this. Bubba the Love Sponge and crew signed autograph framed CD. $150.
Yeah, that's what they're asking. I don't know if they're going to get that, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They might settle for 20. You never know.
Going through various things here.
So before you get into
a girl's pair of panties, $5.
No, before you get into all that, so when is the card thing going to be? When are they going to be up? And they're going to be how much?
I think they're going to be 40. I think the 20. Look at this. Bubba in Vegas. That makes you a star, Seth Kushner. Fuck off.
I didn't know it was autographed? Okay.
Be proud of your boss.
I am proud, man.
I mean, this was a very... You only got this T-shirt if you came to this appearance in July 8th of 2006 when I was fucking rolling like a straight-ass pimp. And you got this T-shirt for free, but you had to pay $50 to meet me. And this guy's selling a T-shirt for $76.
Let's get this motherfucker on the show and find out what it was like when he met you. And now how he's fallen on hard times that he's got to sell that autographed prized possession for $69.99 OBO.
Look at that old one. Triple sign vintage 90s, 98 rock. Yeah, sir, you know what? Go ahead and search Mike Calta. See if that
I did. I got nothing but bodybuilders.
Exactly. Motherfucker, I got T-shirts selling for $40 vintage, bitch. About to get mine.
Well, again, they have it listed for that price, Bubba, but I mean, you really could. It's all right. Yeah. You're a star, man.
Quit fucking with me.
I'm in awe.
Don't forget.
I didn't forget.
Don't forget.
I didn't forget. So, I never forget.
Look at this knockoff. This is a fucking knockoff.
Oh, for 26.
Rare Bubba the Love Sponge Bubba Fest T-shirt large. Army, Tampa, Clem. I never did Bubba Fest. Ever. Motherfucker stealer. Trying to see any other bootleg shit in here.
Hey, did you see the invitation you got from Tony Robbins?
No.
To go on his podcast for $2,000?
No way.
Yeah, you got an email.
Why are you fucking with me?
Hey, I get all the emails now because I'm on Bubba HQ, and I think they go to everybody clearly because I get one. And then it's from Tony Robbins Management, and it goes, our podcast is sponsored by Nike, blah, blah, blah. For your participation, we are prepared to compensate you with $2,000 for each episode, which typically lasts around 45 minutes. Your unique perspective and experiences would be a valuable addition to our discussions.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Is nobody telling you this shit?
I don't know, fucking Seth. I'm busy.
I'm the lowest ranking bitch at your station and your company. I'm telling you about this shit.
Well, then follow through on it.
Okay.
See something, do something around here. Everybody should be listening right now. See something, do something.
I didn't want to...
When Anthony Robbins just reaches out, wants to put me on the motherfucking podcast, then you know, fuck. Yeah.
I didn't want to step
Plus
on
two
any toes.
G, two G's?
That's what it says.
I'll give whoever books it a 10% booking fee.
All right. Deal. Done. Dunzo. Oh, I got another one for you, too.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no. This is a guy that wants titties from Dr. Dan. I had a guy that was desperate.
Yeah, I saw a guy from Charlotte and his wife is this and that. You got to just ignore that shit.
Yeah, no, I did. But I saw a guy that was desperately trying to get in love with in contact with Janessa.
Oh, I get that every fucking day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, every day. I literally get... I literally get, I know that you know where Janessa is. I know that you dated her. I know that you lived with her. I know that she was on your show. I know you know. Do you know what I usually fuck with them and say, I got Janessa pregnant. We got a couple kids. She's not available.
Where is she?
I don't know. I'm not getting into where the fuck she is.
Can I business. Read this one or no?
No. It's like these people that have been catfished so bad, and I'm their last. And when they continue to Google her, my name will come up for various reasons, and they reach out to me. They're so fucking biggest fucking losers. Anybody that got catfished is a loser, including the linebacker from Notre Dame, fucking loser.
Amanti Te'o?
Yeah, and then he went to the league and did shit. It was a fucking flop.
It wasn't his fault that he had a fake fucking girlfriend. She tricked him, man. He loved her.
Whatever.
Okay, can I just give you a little?
Listen, when you're fucking around with a girl, you got to make arrangements to see her immediately. Like, you know, fly her in, or you fly out there, or whatever. You got an opportunity to get Manti Te'o?
Yeah, Manti Te'o.
Yeah,
can I just give you a little taste of this, Bubba, just see if it's different from all the other ones you
get?
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right. I want to ask Bubba the Love Sponge if you might have a way of getting in contact with Janessa, maybe legitimate email. I only want the best intentions and care. If maybe you can steer me in the right direction, I would greatly appreciate it. I care for her, and I want nothing but the best for her. I'm honored and humbled if you could help me in getting in contact with her.
You know, my favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Best for her would be for him not to contact her. That's what's best. Let her live her life. Let her live her life, and you stay the fuck out of it, buddy. You got catfished by some Jamaican at a fucking, you know, Nigerian internet cafe. You probably sent him, I don't know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, $15,000. And, you know, you're never going to meet her. Stop.
Never.
Never. Nobody is.
Stop bothering us.
Yeah, stop. Let her live her life.
Jeez. Sorry. So,
I would just say, sorry, can't help you.
Well, I got his phone number. I'm going to text him as Janessa later because I'm bored.
We'll shake him down for $50.
I'll be like, hey, baby, here's my Venmo. It's, don't worry that it's at Seth Kushner. It's, you know, it just, don't want anybody to know it's actually Janessa's. Is that rude? Is that illegal to, no, I can get money out of him, right?
No, would you stop?
Okay, sorry.
Don't you worry about doing your card break. We're going to do good on that.
No.
Now, what's the thing that we did to the Merch Cricks collection? Is that called a breakout or a breakdown or what is it called?
It doesn't really have an official name at all. I think we just...
So when you take somebody's large collection and you group it into, you know, 20 different piles, what's that called?
That's called taking chicken shit and turning into chicken salad.
Oh. Yeah, but see, we all were up there. And I kind of sensed that the Merch Crick, like, really, really...
She was getting sentimental.
Yeah, like really, really. I need to probably call her.
The vibes were off.
Yeah, I like.
Because she was like, they were her. She was like, oh, they're my kids, and we're like, what the?
Yeah,
I need to
call her and tell her to. Just to be honest, like sometimes she's afraid of me to be on.
You not, did. I really backed her into a corner when she asked for $500.
Well, the whole, I mean.
That's the whole deal.
I mean, like $500.
They were worth 50. I mean, like, honest to God,
her collection, I mean, her collection isn't worth $500. But I really sensed that, like, she didn't want to go for that. Like, she didn't want to do this. Like, and that she felt.
Sumo said she's trying to deal with the podcasting table right now.
Yeah, I know she's trying to deal with the podcasting table, but she'll take my phone call. She knows that I'm live on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Hi, baby.
Hi. So, remember.
I'm at the bank.
Okay.
Give them all your money.
No, but listen, okay. I just did when we were breaking down your card collection, I kind of felt as if maybe it's something that you like, this is kind of like your baby, and you felt as if like we were just taking your collection and kind of like just, you know, taking it from you. Did you have those feelings?
Well, it was a baby for many years, from 92 to 99, you know, I collected those cards, and it was kind of like a baby for many years. I would get the magazines to see what they were worth, and you saw how some of them, you know, I'd put worth $2, worth $5.
So I know, so do you, like, but are
but
you...
Once I had an actual baby, you know, it's just stuff now.
So at this point, it's just, you know, it just becomes borderline hoarding, so we might as well get rid of it, right?
Right, and I talked to Vicente today to see how he felt about it, and he said, it's your collection.
Yeah, and we're not giving up his garbage patch shit or whatever the fuck he's got, like, or his
garbage pail
or yeah, whatever.
But like, we are doing $500 to the final year of college, though, right, Bubba?
What do you mean
$500 from the collection?
Listen,
profits?
He's going to be in college 13 more years, so I can't keep paying for all that shit. So listen, yeah. Listen, Mama,
this
I know
is
you.
Final semester of graduate school. It's been 6 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's killing yes. Mama. Mama ain't got much left in the tank.
It's killing me, yes.
All right, listen.
But it wasn't going to make his tuition no matter what.
So, all right, well, listen, thank you for dealing with that issue at the bank. I'll see you at the apartment later.
Okay, see you later.
Bye. See, I think I got her so well trained.
I know you snapped her out of it. Yeah. Vicente couldn't get a scholarship.
He's gotten several scholarships, but
he's got his mom hawking fucking baseball cards to the Bubba Army. I mean, that's
to pay for her son's final fucking semester.
How could Vicente put his mom in that position?
Oh, I'm just saying. So we got 20 stacks that we're getting, you know, that we've broke up into. It's going to be 40. They're going to be $49.99. And five of those 20 stacks will have the very coveted TNA. I mean, this is a very limited card. I don't know. How did this card get so rare?
They just, from what Daniel Rose said, the AEW, what was it? No, TNA. The TNA cards were very shitty. And he said they only made like a few hundred cases of them, which is fucking not a lot. So, I mean, I guess there just was not enough interest to print, you know, hundreds of thousands of them like there are for other cards.
Which could be good and bad.
Well, I mean, it's good for you right now because we're cashing in, Big Daddy.
Well, hold on. You can't. So I typed in within eBay, Bubba the Love Sponge, TNA, TriStar. You know, should I put trading card maybe?
No. You don't need to put trading card.
All right. And if you do that global search, nothing. Look at nothing. Hulk Hogan. Ric Flair.
Oh wow, what's that four-way auto right there?
Oh, hold on. This is not me. This is Bubba Dudley. What do you mean four-way auto?
No, there's a four. There's that thing has four autographs on it below you. You went past it right there with the blue.
Ric Flair, AJ Styles, Matt Hardy, and Abyss.
Oh man,
for $350.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Hogan and Rob Van Dam.
I will say for the Bubba fans out there that are going to buy one of these mystery packs and hope that they get the Bubba autograph.
Now, are they going to get mad at us if they don't get one?
Well, they shouldn't, because that's why we gave them, you know, 150 of, you know, Vicente's old cards, you know, so at least they know that they'll be, you know, having a piece of the merch collection.
Do you think there'll be a guy of the... So of the... Let me see. 20 and 15. Of the 14 people...
That aren't getting
the one? The 15, 14, or yeah, for the 15. For the 15 people that are not getting the Bubba the Love Sponge, you know, rookie 2011 TNA card, and they instead get, you know, 150 to 200 of the Merch Cricks old collection, of which one might have a drawer. I mean, there's some gems in there.
Yeah, I packed up a lot of them.
Do you think the average guy is like, fuck, Bubba, fuck me?
No, I mean, that's why.
Because that's going to make me sad.
Well, that's the thing, Bubba, is that's why, you know, Daniel Royce said, like, throw some stickers in there and stuff. Like, and that's why we put a whole bunch of fucking cards in there. It's because I know in the card world, when you walk away feeling like you got nothing, you know, it feels like shit. Like, that's why we try to not make it like it's gambling where either you win or you lose. Like, even if you don't get the Bubba card, you still got a bunch of other cards. Whether you give a shit about those other cards or not, you still got them. So I think that as long as you're getting something, I feel like nobody can be totally mad.
But you cannot find a Bubba the Love Sponge 2011 TriStar Bubba rookie card. You can't find them.
No, you can't.
I mean, you cannot fucking find them.
So if it's something you truly want, then you won't have any problem, you know, doling out $50. If you only have $50 left in your name, you're like, I got to get this fucking autograph so I can resell it and make my money back. I would not do that. I would only do this if you have the money.
If you have $50 extra,
yeah,
and you're a big time fan and you realize you got only a 20% chance of potentially getting this autograph that you want. There's Hogan. Man, when I was friends with Hogan, I should have had him sign 50 things a day.
Oh, man.
$250.
Yeah.
Although, I'll tell you this, Daniel Rose said, potentially, my Reggie White pants could be worth $10,000.
He said even possibly more, which is just...
So he's already sent the pictures to his guy who does all the authentic...
Can I say this, which I learned yesterday?
He knows a lot.
He does know a lot. And so he told us to make sure that something's literally authentic, like your Reggie White game-worn pants from, what, 1999?
Right.
They go and watch the actual fucking game.
They do.
To see if it matches up.
And then they analyze. Do they have a writing analyzation sample? And, yeah, but they watch the game.
That's insane. Yep. I had no idea they did that.
Yep.
I mean, that's great. They really dig in there.
So he said, and then I got that. Did you see the Dion shoe?
Yes, I did see that up there yesterday.
I got a Dion shoe.
It's autographed, right?
Listen, it's autographed from Dion with some, like, is it Palms or Psalms?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think I have that one of the Old Testament, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Psalms 39:13 or something like that, and it says Deion Sanders, and it was his he gave in 1996. Now, everybody knows that I was at the game. Remember he flew me in, I got stuck in the bathtub?
Yes, absolutely. Right.
So after the game, he gave me one of his shoes.
Who got the other one?
His manager at the time, Craig.
Fuck Craig.
He gave me his shoe and signed it. The actual shoe, not just a shoe, the game-worn, you know, shoe of the 1996 Dallas Cowboys versus Green Bay Packers game. I got Deion's game-worn shoe. I got to think that's going to... And so Daniel Rose is going to get that authenticized.
You selling that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got a pair of Dwight Howard size, like, 18 or 19 shoes that he game-worn... That he, remember when the Lakers played the Magic for the finals?
Yeah, Lakers kicked their ass.
And these are game worn, and when they got holograms on them too, Daniel Rose went crazy over those. Like, what the fuck is this memorabilia going to be for? I don't have anybody to leave. My son hates me. I don't have anything to leave it to. I don't have anything to leave it to.
That's a good point, man. Cash in now. I got a
Dick Butkus Hall of Fame signed helmet.
Get rid of it all.
I got a Rick. He played for the Yankees and he threw a perfect game. Rick Cohn. Was it Cohn?
David Cohn?
David Cohn. I got a baseball that was signed by David Wells with the date of his perfect game.
I had a dream about that fucker last night.
And David Cohn. I got a David Cohn, David Wells perfect game signed ball. Then I have a David Wells, Don Larson perfect game signed ball. I got Paul Hornung. I got a Brett Favre. I got a bunch of Brett Favre shit.
Bubba, you're going to make a bunch of money with Daniel Rossetti.
Fuck yeah. I got to tell what's a white trash motherfucking 401k, bitches.
I mean, it sounds like you're going
to Sumo's breaking into Tony's storage locker as soon as he gets home. Fucking Sumo says, God damn, Daniel Rose, why don't you get me a NASCAR expert, get all my shit authenticized. I've been getting me a new go-kart team. Fuck.
Sumo showed me his cable setup yesterday.
Oh, yeah. K-fucking-face.
What? I just said his cable setup. I
just told
shit.
You to shut the fuck up.
He might have Bright House.
Yeah, you might have Spectrum.
I know that you guys were watching a fucking killer-ass documentary last night.
We did. We watched...
Straight out of England.
Shut the fuck up on all that. We'll get you set up.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
I already got Sumo's number and information. I don't need you. I cut you out. Sorry.
I will beat the fuck out of you.
Why?
Here in a minute. Just because you're
what do you
being
think
just,
when you and Daniel Rose left?
Disrespectful.
You think when you and Daniel Rose left for 20 minutes yesterday and all of a sudden the whole place started smelling like fucking weed? You don't think that Sumo and I were fucking talking, getting to know each other, talking about Caitlin Clark, Tyrese Halliburton, and TV? That's what we do. Couple of American fucking Midwest men.
You're not from the Midwest.
I was born in Chi-Town, motherfucker.
That's true.
The South Side. The bad side.
Where the pussies live.
No, that's where the people get killed. That's the rough and tough side.
Caitlin, by the way, me and Sumo are fucking huge Caitlin Clark.
She's
marks.
Awesome, isn't she?
We're marks for her. We'll go and watch her fucking highlights.
Bubba, talk about. I told Sumo.
I love her.
Talk about her fucking cards are going for like $2,000-$3,000.
Are they
right
really?
Now. Yeah,
as they should
yeah.
be.
Yeah. I mean, she is.
I mean,
something.
She's going to do something that is. I mean, she's going to do something that's never been done and that nobody ever thought. A man, let alone a woman, would beat Pistol Pete Maravich's collegiate scoring record.
Well,
and she's going to fucking smoke it. Bitch threw up 49 against Michigan, and most of her shots were like three or four steps past the half court, just lighting bombs.
Oh, they're
I love her.
They're pretty much from half court, yes.
I fucking love her.
She is.
I'm going to buy a Caitlin Clark fucking jersey.
Well, they said Caitlin Clark, she could have gone anywhere to play basketball, and she stayed home to, you know, help build a program there. And here's the thing, Bubba. I don't, like I was telling Sumo yesterday, I don't think all of a sudden she's going to go to the WNBA and all of a sudden people are going to care.
But I do. Look at me and Sumo. We're prime examples. Whatever WNBA team, Sumo will fucking tell you right now. Sumo, your couch mic's on. I'm not really into the WNBA. But you know what? Whatever team she goes to,
yeah.
I'm going to follow next year.
Not if she goes to the Las Vegas fucking Aces or whatever.
No,
you're
not
going to
fuck. Yes, I am.
Bubba.
I'm going to be a Las Vegas Aces fan.
Here's the deal. Well, here's what's going to happen is the NBA, which they started to do this All-Star weekend when they had Steph Curry and I think her name was Sabrina.
By the way, she damn near beat Seth.
Yeah, she did. I think they're going to start having more WNBA women get involved in All-Star activities and maybe just in NBA stuff in general.
I think
Caitlin Clark will be the poster child for that.
You know what I think the NBA should do? They should put one or two girls on each team, and they have to play a certain amount of time.
Okay.
You don't think that's fucking cool,
Bubba? I don't think.
Or you think big ass fucking LeBron James will go charge a bitch when he's going down the lane? She takes a heavy charge from motherfucking LeBron, and then next thing you know, she's tweaked.
So there were tweets going around that Caitlin Clark could play in the NBA, and then the exact memes were: this is what happens when LeBron goes down the lane, and it's like videos of people getting like fucking
just
knocked downstairs and shit like that, like just tumbling 50 feet. So
yeah, but for a guard like Caitlin Clark. She's 6 foot. There's been plenty of guards in the league that are 6 foot in NBA. Remember Muggsy Bogues?
She's good.
All guards are 6'5".
She could be on an NBA team, but as far as like dominating and playing defense against some of these guys, I don't know, man.
You're right. But I do like them. I do like what they've set up with the 3-point deal. I like that. I like that a lot. And you know what? Wait till the year. Like next year when motherfucking Caitlin Clark gets up in there and she beats the guy, that's going to be cool as fuck.
Well, they even talked about, I mean, Bubba, because here's the thing. We don't need to get into the whole All-Star weekend here. A lot of people fucking hated it.
It was ridiculous.
I love the dunk contest, but people were mad about it.
The white guy got fucked.
He won.
He won, but they were trying to put a fuck job on him.
I know, but
because that one that he did where he threw it to himself had never been done before and all the old-timers didn't fucking appreciate it, should have been a 50.
Hey, while we're on it, can you get Magic tickets from Florida Man?
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay, because I wanted to go to the last Magic game of the year.
No, well, fuck you. You know, what are you... Why is it just one way all the time?
What do you mean one way? I don't have Magic tickets. What do you want? What do you want from me?
Well, you're not proud of me of being a big-time star.
I am proud of you, man.
Having a $66 shirt on motherfucking eBay, but you think you want to use my stroke, my brand, and my likeness to get you free fucking tickets to the Orlando Magic. Now, you can't have it one way or the other. Either I'm a goddamn superstar and you're working for one, and you're in
you
the mix.
You had me in a fucking North Korean sweat factory putting together these stacks for you yesterday, okay?
And you know what? The only reason why you did it is because I paid you an extra hour on your fucking salary.
I need the hours, man. I'm desperate for the hours, so I'm working these conditions.
And I think you'll be happy when you see how many hours I paid you. I paid you, you know what? On Thursday and Friday of last week, I gave you each five free. I gave you 10 free hours for 2 days.
God bless you. Thank
you. For real. And you didn't do shit.
I was working last.
Working, schmirking.
Well, I mean, I came up here and recorded the podcast with Colton and put it on.
You got some good hours.
Yeah, I got some good hours. I mean, I'm working.
You got a good future with you. Just don't get too fucking,
I'm not.
Put me over a little
bit. I'm just asking if you
can get. Be proud of the guy you're working for.
I'm proud of you. I'm just asking if a motherfucker can get some floor seats to watch the Sacramento Kings.
No, that's not available. Fuck no.
Fuck you, man.
No.
Fine, I'll ask Shando. I'll ride his fucking Harley right on over there. He'll probably got a front row parking spot.
You wouldn't know how to ride a Harley if it bit you in the fucking ass.
Yeah, you do. You turn the key and you hit the fucking handlebars.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Ready for this, motherfucker? Yeah. I'm going to drop the mic on you, bitch, and we're going to hit your fucking song out because you got to go to the doctors.
I do.
Because you got some shit wrong with your skin.
Oh, no, it's my head this time.
It's your dirty boy. I will give you. Now, you're going to have to stand up because fucking Sumo's in here. He'll give you the answer.
Okay.
And you can't look at chat. You got to look me in the eye. I will give you a $100 bill if you can answer this question.
Okay.
And I will work on getting you floor seats for the Magic.
Okay.
Because you blew in the fact that you're real rugged and that you could drive a fucking Harley where you can't.
Yeah.
You look right. Don't look at Sumo. Look right at me.
Fuck, man.
Just tell me what the standard gear pattern on most motorcycles are.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No.
So fifth gear, fourth gear.
No.
Resting position.
Okay, from neutral.
Yeah.
How would you push to get it in first gear?
I would push it forward.
You don't push it forward. You automatically failed the question.
All right, man.
It's one down.
Shit, I feel like a loser.
Sumo, right? One down, four up. Unless you got like a gold wing where you could maybe have a sixth gear and be one down, five up. So, Sumo, am I right? On most motorcycles, one down, four up.
Sumo's just leave me the fuck alone.
Sumo's like, God damn, we got some leftovers waiting for us. The fuck, wrap up this show with this Jewish guy. The fuck? He's squeezing you dry, Bubba.
I gotta go watch some fucking.
We don't got any Jewish guys in Columbus.
Gotta go watch some.
I don't deal with Columbus. I don't deal with Jews.
Okay. So, I'm wrong?
Yeah, you could maybe win some money. Be like, hey, ask me what a standard gear pattern on a motorcycle is.
Okay,
one down, four up. That's the right answer.
If I text that to Shannon Burke today, is he going to get fucking hard?
What?
If I go one down, four up, and then I ask him for a couple of floor seats, let's get out of here.
He is a Jew. He's very funny. He wants more money. More mic time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fart boy. He's not your goy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your goy toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets when his daughter's around. He stole dumbbells. He's building muscle. He's digging tunnels deep under the ground. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your boy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your boy toy.